This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to another edition of America Tonight. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney hanging out with you across this great nation. Still, it's about the cabinet. If we look to the new president, President-elect Donald Trump, Jill Stein, as we talked about in a previous show, Green Party candidate, pushing for recounts. So it is about, hey, are we going to really do this recount thing? And the reaction to it, frankly, from lots of people in Wisconsin and in Pennsylvania, this is two of the big heavy areas that are that have been talked about probably the, you know, the most. But there's rumblings about perhaps other places, too, as well. I mean, here's the problem. I've already said this in a previous show. Where's the evidence? You know, I heard someone today trying to compare what happened in 2000 with what is going on with this whole idea now, and there's just no comparison there. You cannot make that stretch. I don't see how anyone, I don't care how you feel about the election, I don't see how anyone can make that kind of a stretch, because they are very, 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 let me say it again, very, very different, my friends. So it's kind of like who's who. Trump Tower still is that spot where the media assigns, you know, the media chiefs are signing people to hang out so they can see who's coming in and try to get a sense of what's going on in Trump land as he makes offers, looks to other people to decide on some cabinet positions. And it's been kind of interesting, to be honest, to watch as it unfolds. You know, I said this before, if we go back and we look at Obama, you were really talking about November or December 1st, rather, for any serious push on who was going to be part of his incoming team. There would be rumors, but certainly nothing like we've seen happen here in New York City. And it has become that heavy drama, that play, that people can't keep their eyes off of because they're so curious as to, well, who are the people that we're going to see? Who's going to be new, and is it a different name, and what's going on with Mitt Romney? And Mitt Romney had a meal with Donald Trump, and there were some photographs that were taken that were pumped out. And so, you know, then that leads you to believe, okay, so we saw the Petraeus deal the other day, and Petraeus came out and said the meeting was great, and there was a lot of conversation about what a great guy Petraeus is, and now there's another meeting with Mitt Romney. So stay tuned on Secretary of State. And how about this? This is a big deal. I have to say this. Carrier reached a deal with Trump to keep 1,000 jobs in the U.S. Now, we had talked about this before. This was something that unfolded really last week, that this was a possibility. But now it's actually happened. So United Technologies Corporation reached a deal, cut a deal with the president-elect and the VP, Mike Pence, to keep about 1,000 jobs at the plant in Indianapolis, instead of of moving it to Mexico, which is what they were going to do. So this deal is big. It was announced by Carrier on Twitter late on Tuesday. Certainly it's a victory for Trump. He campaigned on keeping jobs in the United States and specifically criticized Carrier for shipping jobs overseas, messages which absolutely appealed to the Rust Belt. And we've talked about this a ton. Right now, joining us from our virtual green room, I guess our green room, Justin Duckham, Talk Media News. Hey, Justin, so the conversation over Donald Trump and Carrier, how about that? You got to give it to him. I mean, those jobs didn't leave.
No, certainly. It's a very big win for him early on in his not even administration yet, the early days of the notion of President Trump. But it also raises some pretty significant questions over how he's going to conduct himself as president, and whether or not this behavior is going to be sustainable. You know, these are conversations that he had through, you know, kind of back channel sources. He made negotiations behind the scenes. He discussed in this. And apparently what they came to terms on was that Trump was going to keep his promise to, you know, reduce regulations for industry if this deal was to move forward. And ultimately, that's going to be kind of interesting to see how this moves forward. You know, we know that Donald Trump is very eager to sort of play to his roots by keeping jobs in the U.S., by, you know, pushing back against this sort of, you know, globalism threat that he's really touted during the campaign. But how exactly you do that, and if you're willing to really go from business to business to try to keep these jobs within the U.S., that's going to be the real, you know, sort of interesting strategy to watch from, you know, the coming days. So, you know, for now, this is a very big win, but like many things that Trump has put forward so far, the big question is, what's next?
Yeah, what's next? One of the things that Trump did announce was his full transition team, including the vice chairs, executive committee, and primary staff leaders. And I was wondering, I was looking at some of the media types, shall we say, and I wondered, do you know any people that are going to work for this administration?
You know, I know a few people behind the scenes. I'm not going to, you know, out anybody right now, but who are within the media, who are within certain, you know, areas right now, who have been, you know, in discussion with the Trump team about joining a new thing. So I think we'll probably see some familiar faces, particularly you and I within the realm of talk radio in the new Trump administration. So
yeah.
Stay tuned on that. But as you mentioned, it's a long list of vice chairs for the transition team. A lot of interesting names coming out on there. One of the big ones, interestingly enough, is, you know, Chris Christie, who has apparently been brought back into the fold and has been, demoted to a certain extent from the head of this transition team to one of probably about a dozen vice chairs. So for all of the sort of discussion about Christie being frozen out, it looks like this may either be an olive branch or, you know, perhaps a move to embarrass him or whatnot, but either way, it looks like he's back on the process, back at the table, along with a couple of other names who have been floated previously for potential administration jobs and then have kind of faded into the background, such as Newt Gingrich and whatnot. But either way, this looks like a lot of the Trump loyalists are coming back into the fold for this transition team, and it's a much more robust operation than it was just a couple of days ago.
Yeah, how about this? How about Trump picking Elaine Chao for Transportation Secretary? There's a name, a blast from the past, huh?
Really? Yeah, no, exactly. This is a name that we have not heard since the you know, Bush administration, where she had previously served as Secretary of Labor. She is also the wife of Mitch McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader, somebody whose family has you know, essentially built their wealth on shipping on transportation. So this kind of, you know, raises the sort of businessman mystique that Donald Trump has tried to cultivate for, you know, a good portion of this campaign. It probably could lead to some questions of if this is really draining the swamp down the road, since this is somebody who is a, you know, pretty big establishment figure. But regardless of that, she is going to be overseeing one of the big projects of the early days of the Trump campaign, this potentially $1 trillion goal to try to revamp the entire U.S. infrastructure, perhaps through public funds, perhaps through private. We haven't gotten a definitive, you know, answer on that.
Huge.
But either way, huge, powerful position, yeah.
Absolutely. Thanks, Justin. Appreciate it. Justin Duckham, Talk Media News. Hang with us. I'll meet you on the flip side.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Somebody taking a picture of that and celebrating, I'm sure, the whole carrier thing, because, as I said, the deal keeps about 1,000 jobs in Indiana. And listen, there's no denying that. That's a big deal. If I'm one of the people where that my job is saved, I'm loving this. Absolutely. Because this is what we talked about, lost jobs. So he pulled it off. And you got to give him credit for that. I mean, he said it. He pulled it off. And those people could not be more ecstatic, about that. That's for sure. And then this thing with Mitt Romney, pretty interesting. You kind of wonder what's up with the Romney thing. But this is politics. So you throw dirt, sand, and everything else in the other guy's eye, and then you win, and things change, right? That's what happens. We see it in... politically speaking, in people's own parties. And we know that. Obviously, we saw that with Obama and Hillary Clinton, with what happened at the tail end of the two of them going back and forth, really sniping at each other, or their campaigns doing that, I should say. That's what it more of it was. But you saw what happened afterwards. If you want to throw in your 2 cents on transitions, yes, you can do that. 855. Or how about this job thing? 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. By the way, nail the score got bumped to Wednesday into Thursday. So just in case you're listening, I had too many people still on board with the old dates. This is what happens. You make a change. It's like a TV schedule from the 70s. I feel like Rune Arledge when he was running the wide world of sports. You make a change and everybody flips out. So change Wednesday into Thursday, in case you're listening and waiting, so you know. Let's go to Tomas in Michigan. Hello, Tomas.
You are so right. I mean, you know what? Talk is cheap, and in politics, talk is always in clearance sale, okay? It's that cheap. But when you talk the talk and then you walk the walk, and you're not even on the job yet, okay? And you have, and you said that when you do get on a job, you're only going to take $1 a year. All right, Trump is kicking butt. I mean, that's 1,000 jobs. Boom. Not only that, the manufacturing, all the other jobs that rely connected on those people.
Yeah.
You know, awesome, awesome. I just read it right now on hotsheet.com. That's my thing there. And
right,
yeah, that's you know, I remember when Reagan ran, and he and Bush were, you know, going at it. I mean, Bush was making fun of him all the time. You know, he called him a cowboy. He said his economic plan was smoke and mirrors. That was pretty disrespectful, you know, back then. And guess what? He chose Bush to, run as VP. And Bush was a very loyal person. And, you know, but I mean, I wouldn't put Romney on the same level as Bush. I mean, Bush was, a veteran, and he, you know, served in the CIA, and, you know, see, I don't personally like Romney. And, you know, people got to remember that, when you work for Trump, it's not like working for, another politician. You know, if you're working for a politician, you know, that's a totally different thing. You know, you're trying to make friends and everything, see who you gotta, you know, kiss up to. You work with Trump, that's gonna be a different game right there. You know, he made a TV show about firing people. He's not gonna play around. And
right.
And this proves it. This Kara thing proves it. You know, people said he was all talk and he didn't have any plans and all this other stuff.
Yep.
Well, guess what?
Yep.
You know what? From now on, politicians are not going to have plans. You know what I'm saying? You know, Trump didn't even have plans, but he did. So, but I tell you, you know, what I'm finding interesting is this whole recount thing.
Yeah.
You would figure Hillary would have been the first person, you know. Remember when Podesta came out on election night? And he said, okay, everybody go home. We're going to continue counting votes.
Yes.
I thought that's where they were going. I thought they were going to have to go the recount, you know, way. But it's really, you have to ask your question. Why didn't the Democrats ask for a recount? At least right here in Michigan, they're only 10,000 votes away. You know, you have
right.
to ask the question, why? I mean, matter of fact, right now, some of the big guys in the Democratic Party are actually criticizing the independent party, Jill Stein, for asking for a recount. I'm thinking they don't want a recount, okay? Because, you know, if you are registering illegal voters, and if you are conducting huge amount of voter fraud, the last thing you want, Kate, is a recount, okay?
Yeah. Oh,
and,
yeah.
You know, I called up a radio station today, and I said, please give me the recount. Everybody was saying, no, the recount is bad. I would love a recount because, you know, instead of being 10,000 votes ahead, what if Trump ends up 210,000 votes ahead? Then people are going to go, how did that happen? You know, I think a recount, I think Trump should be asking. I think Trump should be putting out the money for a recount because if the Democrats don't want it, then you should want it. These, you know, that just doesn't make any sense. And, the last thing I want to say, Kate, the Republicans better not think that they really kicked butt in this election, okay? I mean, let's look at the numbers. They lost 2 seats in the Senate and 5 seats in the House. And they lost the vote for president. I mean, they're lucky. Let's just, you know, let's face it. They are lucky that there's an electoral college. If there wasn't an electoral college, the Republicans would have suffered a massive defeat.
They would have.
If it wasn't for a man named Donald Trump, who could have, you know, been in the South Pacific enjoying his millions and his billions and getting another suntan. Instead, he went and he stood and he caught all kinds of crap and flack for over a year. He didn't have to do that. If it wasn't for him, the Republican Party would be sinking like the Titanic. And they better remember that. And that's why I want to see these recounts, because if you don't get this electoral process, you know, if people don't have confidence in the voting,
yeah,
I mean, think about this. What if the shoe would have been on the other foot? What if it would have been the Republicans who had won by 2 million votes but had lost the presidential election? Huh? Can you imagine?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Would have been crazy.
Anyway,
I agree. Yeah, good stuff.
I want to thank you for coming out right off the bat. You hit a grand slam. Talk is cheap, and he is not just talking; he's walking the walk. Who's done that? Tell me who's done that. Saved. He said he's going to bring jobs back. Remember, everybody yelled, "Oh, how is he going to bring the jobs back?"
Right.
You know, they make fun of him. Boom. I'm waiting for Ford now to come and say, you know, we're going to actually build our small cars in the USA.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. We'll see what happens, because this is really, really big to Tomas Thanks. It is huge, because he's not even president yet. So he's not even president yet, and he's cut this deal so that those jobs are saved. And those people need those jobs, because it's a small town, small area. Those jobs go away. Not so easy to replace that. And the panic was real. I mean, this is a scary thing. This is what you know. This is what you do. And it's going away. But now it's not going away. And there are other jobs dependent on it as well. So it's that pyramid where others are also connected to Carrier. And so other people will find themselves in a position where they're not replaced because of that. So cannot say enough about how big that is. Absolutely. Coming up on America Tonight, the feeling is very raw when it comes to this plane crash in Colombia, 75 people dead. Also, the reactions still continue to pour in on Fidel Castro's death, but you gotta have a ticket to go to the funeral, it seems. What is that about? Coming up. And our time is running out. Can't tell what you mean to say. In uppercase on the magic page. Feels like a thousand years.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Tonight, I like to call this odds and ends, because we're going to talk about a couple of different things here. You know, there's buzz in the air, and what's buzzworthy? I certainly mentioned the biggest story, period, about the carrier jobs. That is absolutely huge. But there are others, believe it or not, as we look in a couple of different directions here, and it includes the Castro deal. And the list of people who are getting the special ticket, the RSVPs, that kind of thing, include, and maybe not surprising if you look at some of them, but, or maybe, the VIPs would be Spanish King Juan Carlos, a vice president of the North Korean Workers' Party, and Danny Glover, who is an actor. So we know who he is. Also, the presidents of Bolivia, Ecuador, Nicaragua, Venezuela, and that's not a surprise because of a lot of the changes that have happened. Also on the list, I was looking at this list earlier in the day and highlighted a few people that I'm telling you about. The former leader of Sinn Féin, who is the that's the political wing of the IRA. Gerry Adams is also there. He was in a massive line of people in Havana's Revolution Square. That's the green tea talking. Zimbabwe's ailing Prez Robert Mugabe, also there to pay respects to Fidel Castro. Barack Obama, by the way, is skipping Castro's funeral. And I just have to say this, and maybe it's because I was connected to people who were professionals and lived in Cuba and had to escape the dictatorship, and I know some horrific things that happened under Castro. Do we forget the word dictatorship? Yeah, like the X's that went on people's doors when they were targeted because they thought they were trying to get out of Cuba. Like the fact that people had everything taken away, if you went to school and you were a doctor, you were whatever you were, all of that was taken away. The fact that the people can't even get on the internet, of course, because they don't want them to have any connection to the outside world. I know a lot about this. I could go on and run circles around people who are praising Fidel Castro, which to me is, come on, give me a break, is shocking. And now it's a question of, and somebody actually said this to me this morning in a conversation. So what do you think's up for Cuba now with Raul Castro? Remember, even our president did not meet with Castro during his trip. He didn't meet with him. And I don't think we're going to see much of a change. Raul pretty much has been running things, so there's not going to be a change in what's happening there. And, of course, Russia's sending a delegation to Cuba. Vladimir Putin met with Castro during his last visit to Cuba in 2015, and he promised they would have a closer relationship. So they're meeting. Yeah. So whatever. What's up with getting a ticket to see the, what happened with Fidel Castro, the death of Fidel Castro. And you see people in a massive rally in the square, you know, holding up pictures of Castro, I mean, all over the place. I mean, people don't even realize what's happened behind the scenes. So, I mean, it is a passing of a very long era in control in Havana. But does this open up the gateway? Do people have a democracy in Cuba? Mm-mm. You go to Cuba, and I've heard it, how quaint it is, how wonderful it is. I just had a friend. In fact, we'll have him on the show because I think he can talk about it. I had a friend that went into Cuba with a group of other people. I mean, there was maybe five or six of them, and they had to leave everything behind. I mean, like, they had no cell phones, no anything. Didn't have any of that Kinect stuff. Went into Cuba, and there were people that wanted to hear more about religion, about the Bible, about what people's beliefs are, that kind of thing. And they had these secret meetings at different homes with them to tell them, to answer questions. So there are so many rights. There's so much that has been taken away from the people of Cuba that, and you know, it's like the whole Elian Gonzalez argument. If you go back to the Clinton administration, and should Elian Gonzalez have been reunited with his dad or stayed free in Florida? And I mean, the answer is he ended up being sort of a propaganda puppet for the Cuban government. But these people are not free people. These people have had everything taken away from them pretty much. And, yeah, if you go over and it looks like a throwback to the 50s, how cool if you're an American visiting because you have a way to get there. Not so cool, really. Come on, if you're the people. Absolutely not. We move to the plane crash from the death of butcherous, I'll call him that, dictator, to this airplane tragedy outside of Medellin, Colombia. Five young athletes, part of the people that were killed, they were members of Brazil's soccer team, one of them, along with coaches, there were journalists, there were guests, all died. Terrible. Six people survived. I mean, and really, That seems like kind of a miracle. The charter plane smacked into an area about a 45-minute drive from Medellin, which was the final destination. It was a four-engine jet. And the thought is there were thunderstorms and whatnot in the area, and perhaps that was what it was. There was a report of a mayday that had been declared. Were crew members distracted during an emergency? Was there something that happened with the checklist? There are all kinds of questions that are hanging around that they hope to knock down. But the crash site had large pieces of the airplane that were visible, and it looks like the impact with the ground might have been at a lower speed. That's what some of the smaller pieces would show at a high speed kind of thing. And the crew might have slowed the airplane in an attempt to try to approach some sort of a landing process. So survivors were found among the wreckage. Like I mentioned, evidence that the plane might have been flying slower, in contrast to what is often said, the high speed crashes. So that would be blunt trauma fatalities. You'd have no survivors. And somehow there were survivors in this one. So they're investigating it. But it was a shocker, right? Anytime a plane goes down, right, how do we react? Every day people are killed, things happen. Look what happened at Ohio State. Thank goodness people were not killed there, except for the guy who decided he was going to plow into everybody, because who knows why. They're still trying to search for a motive, but was quoted in a newspaper in the summertime saying they didn't have any prayer rooms like they did at a previous college. He was a Muslim guy. And it's raised some more questions about college campuses and what has to be done on college campuses. But I think they responded fabulously. Immediately went into lockdown. There was a police officer who happened to be right there investigating a gas leak. And he took him out when he wouldn't drop his weapon, which was a knife, when he was hacking at people. So that response was excellent and saved lives, I'm certain of it, because nobody was killed in this case, which was pretty scary when you figure you turn around and a car is backing right into you. It doesn't get any scarier than that, I think. And how do you make sense of it all? Of course, there is no sense to be made. And this apparently was a guy who was radicalized, was a lone wolf guy. So not somebody that ISIS decided to unleash on the United States. It was somebody that decided he was going to make the statement himself, and that's what he decided to do. He decided to do what happened in France and plow into people who had no idea what was coming. And it is shocking, because really, honestly, how easy this would have been to be much more dramatic. Now, ISIS did call the Ohio State attacker a soldier of the Islamic State, because, of course, they're going to take any kind of credit, if you want to call it that, for what happened there. And that's exactly what they did immediately, as soon as that was revealed, what happened was revealed, they took credit for what they could. Of course, scary to see that Honda, oof, right up there, jumping the curb. All right, we're going to go in a different direction. Numbers, that's what it's about next on ATN.
Paid non-attorney. attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
We start on a sad note. There's wildfires in Gatlinburg, Tennessee. I mean, it's amazing that more people weren't killed, but any loss of life is tragic and awful due to a fire. And unfortunately, 3 people died in the raging fires in Tennessee that scorched about 15,000 acres. So there was embers flying down from the sky. People were scrambling to evacuate from really resort areas. It started Monday. Damage destroyed about 250 buildings near the towns of Gatlinburg and Pigeon Forge, but it spared a few tourist attractions in the 24 hours. There were people that just left the Great Smoky Mountains with the clothes on their backs, but thank goodness they got out. The fire that sparked the other fires, because there were lots of them, they say was human caused. The blaze is, of course, under investigation. Firefighters are still putting out flames and clearing roadways blocked by trees and telephone poles. The single biggest concern is the wind, and let me say it again, the wind. In the Great Smoky Mountains, They had a high wind warning happening with possible wind gusts of up to 60 miles an hour, and an inch and a half of rain was also expected overnight. That would be helpful. Very helpful. So, properties destroyed in Gatlinburg. Some untouched, but a lot of them just ripped up. Oh, I saw crazy pictures of that fire and the devastation that was left behind. My, oh my, I mean, it was bad. Thank goodness they have people evacuated quickly. It's never worth it. I mean, whatever you're going to save, can't replace people. Things you can try and replace, and you have the memories, right, to live with. So three people died. All right, so for all this conversation about who would Donald Trump appoint, so far it looks like Trump has appointed perhaps three women. But we'll see. South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, we know, on the list. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., Trump nominated her to that position. He also nominated Elaine Chao to be the next transportation secretary. So think about that. And then also making the list was Seema Verma, president and founder of SVC. She's the daughter of Indian immigrants, and she's the pick as administrator of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. She's a founder of a health policy consulting firm and has close ties, as a person from Indiana, has close ties apparently, to VP-elect Mike Pence. She designed the state's Obamacare Medicaid expansion model. So she's a John Hopkins grad, etc. And that's three women that fall into the Trump regime. I mean, at least have been nominated. So not what was being portrayed, that there wasn't going to be any women. It looked like it was just a sea of some of the same faces that we saw before, but that's changed a bit. So there may be some more surprises, I think, perhaps along the way. Speaking of Trump, I have to put it in here because it is a number and it's a big one. Carrier says it cut a deal with Trump, the president-elect, to keep about 1,000 jobs in Indiana. So it is happening. That's happening. They were going to go to Mexico, but didn't. The company had planned to send the work to Mexico starting next year. They say it would have saved $65 million a year in labor costs. But somehow they have reworked the deal. New inducements from Indiana. That's what they're talking about. So what does that mean? Somebody said today on the show that I was listening to, that every CEO would threaten to ship jobs to Mexico and demand a payment to stay. But that's what they would do, they would set a precedent. It's kind of one of those damned if you do, damned if you don't, honestly, is what I think. If I'm somebody in Indiana and I work there, oh, I'm elated. Because here we are at the holidays again and talking about layoffs and jobs that are really tough to replace. A Korean Air passenger who got into a fight with a flight attendant on board a plane for Guam from Seoul, South Korea, was sentenced to 28 months, 9 days in a federal prison. The chief judge was having none of it, leveled the passenger sentencing for Kwon Woo Sung. Kwon, a dentist in South Korea, pled guilty to interfering with flight crew members and attendants. He was headed to Guam for a vacation. He ordered 5 beers in 35 minutes. Ooh, not a good sign. Before the crew decided not to serve him any more alcohol, then he went berserk. And then that's when he got into trouble. Big trouble. Because no matter what, he pleaded, he cried, it didn't matter. they decided they were going to sentence him. And so they did. And so this judge did, I should say, not they, the judge did. Speaking of court, sentencing and all of that, ordeals, the driver who hit Tracy Morgan's van pleads guilty. Remember that story? That was horrific. Kevin Roper, a former Walmart truck driver, accused of causing the 2014 New Jersey Turnpike crash that injured Tracy Morgan, killed Morgan's friend, pled guilty to vehicular homicide and 4 aggravated assault charges. He admitted to being tired, but not stopping to rest on June 7, 2014, before the crash happened. As part of a 3-year program, he will have to complete 300 hours of community service, retain full-time employment, pay fines, and remain free of any offenses. Roper was told if he fails to complete the program, he faces 5 to 10 years in prison. If you don't know the story, he was driving a Walmart truck on the Jersey Turnpike when it crashed with a limousine bus Morgan and others were traveling in following his performance in Delaware. Morgan was not in a good shape. He had a traumatic brain injury and a broken leg, nose, and ribs. His fellow comedian friend, James Jimmy Mac McNair, was killed in the crash, and 2 other passengers were seriously injured. So this was a, boy, this made huge, huge news when it happened. Because, of course, Tracy Morgan, of his popular show, 30 Rock, and then the way that it went down was obviously not good. And speaking of that, I've mentioned this before, but I was asked about this in an email. The driver in that fatal Chattanooga bus crash was in court. So this has enraged so many people because there were complaints that bus crash left 6 people dead, kids, young baby kids. 24-year-old John Finney Walker made his first court appearance on Tuesday. And there are parents still just trying to grapple with what happened in a blink of an eye. Investigators are trying to retrieve the data from the recording devices recovered from the bus, but it's pretty tough because of how that bus cracked in half. There were a ton of media people, reporters and photographers and TV crews on the back wall of the courtroom when it was all announced. What a tragedy. Walker is being held in protective custody. His total bond for all 7 charges, $7,500. Wow. Seems low. Thanks so much for listening to this version of America Tonight. Hold your loved ones close.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.